It's Big Ugly Outdoors with Lifetime Longhorn and National Champ KC Studdard. Brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee.
What's going on, everybody?
From Galilee.
Song got me a little bit, woke me up a little bit this morning. How did that play a little bit? What's going on, everybody? Casey Stetter got D-Balls in the booth. You're here, Big Ugly Outdoors. Sitting here watching, hey, you know that center for the Thunder? Doesn't he look like that dude, Aquaman? Like a skinnier, like, Aquaman's like dumb cousin, you know what I mean?
I'm looking that up right now.
Look, Steven Adams.
Steven Adams, okay.
I mean, he has a way bigger forehead.
Yeah, he looks looks kind of like the knockoff version.
Yeah, like the redheaded stepchild.
Ouch.
Like the Oklahoma inbred cousin, you know what I mean? One of those people. No, but what's going on, everybody? Hope you're, you know, I'm sure there's only a couple listeners right now. You know, it's 7 o'clock. Most people are enjoying their cozy warm blankets. It's a pretty sunrise today, though. I'll tell you all that. Nice little orange, burnt orange sky. You know, just what Texas is, burnt orange.
Exactly how it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's just been a cold, weird, weathery week. You know what I mean? Shoot, Friday night at Woodfields, you know, that wind was blowing yesterday. It was nuts. Like, I was, like, staking things down. I'd, like, block my fire pits with cars and, like, big coolers just to keep them at temp because the wind was blowing so hard. T-Bone, what's happening, partner? Yeah, so that was a big thing. I mean, I had to take my 350 Yeti and, like, line them around my pit to block the wind.
Wow.
I mean, it was blowing that hard that, like, I literally had to... Like, I mean, I think we went through half cord of wood on one pit.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, cord's a lot of wood. I mean, yeah. It was like 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet or something like that. 4 feet high by 8 feet long by 4 foot deep, I think, something like that. No, but anyways, yeah, we were burning so much wood, it was insane. But, I mean, that wind was crazy. We were behind, but... we made it work. Everything got in. We're all good. Last night was easy. It was a little bit cooler last night. You know, it was a little colder, but the wind wasn't there. I mean, there's a little bit of wind, but last night the pits were agreeing with us. The barbecue gods were agreeing with us. So I actually got to sit down because, I mean, literally Thursday night, you know, I didn't – usually I can get in there and I can – put enough logs on where I can take like a 15-20 minute nap and go check it, you know what
yeah.
I mean? I didn't have time to do any of that. I mean, I just couldn't get the pits over 250 at all. I just couldn't even get them to 225. And I mean, it was just that wind was blowing so hard. And I mean, I had 4 or 5 logs in there with a huge coal bed and I couldn't get it hot. But it was just that wind was just sucking the life out of all my pits and Mother Nature.
Yeah, I think you said it was like 2 days ago, right? When the wind was howling on you at night?
Yeah. Okay, I can't say that. Our porter potty, they're coming today, is on its side. Like, the wind blew our porter potty down.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, yeah, I was literally, it was 2:45 on yesterday morning, and I'm sitting there. I got, you know, we got everything on, blah, blah, blah. I'm about to leave. I hear boom. I'm like, what in the hell? I look over and the dang porta potty's on its side, and I was like, "Yeah,
thank the Lord you weren't in there."
I was like, "Well, my shift's over. I'm headed home." What call in the morning on that. Yeah. Yeah, that would have sucked being there. Oh. Just come out smelly and blue.
You sort of just been walking all slow, looking like Frankenstein walking because you don't want to touch yourself.
No, I mean, it was cold and windy. I would have left my clothes, threw them in the dumpster. I would have drove home in my underwear and said, screw it. People were like, what happened?
Nothing happened.
I'm going to hop in the shower. I'll call you about 3 hours. Think about this real quick. Yeah, but no, the wind blew down our crapper, man. It blew it all down. It just sucked. But, yeah, so I wasn't going to go over there and clean all that up. But I got a new employee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've been talking about it for a while.
Well, yeah, no, so we have, you know, me and Scott are partners, but we hired a buddy named Jason, but we call him Jamason. I mean, he's Jamaican, like pure on.
That's
like
a cool nickname.
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, he's an older gentleman, but he's like, it's cool hanging out with like a real Jamaican, you know, I don't know. The way they view life is kind of the way like I was not brought up, but like how I see it as an athlete. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's kind of like they're competitive. You know what I'm saying? So like even if they weren't they're all kind of athletes, you know, because they all played soccer growing up or swimming and water polo and all this different stuff like and track that they have that athlete personality. The way they approach things, you know, especially when it comes to work, like, all right, if we got to grind, we got to grind. Let's go. You know what I mean? Put your head down.
Let's do it.
And they're humble and they're happy. But anyways, besides that, he's a badass and he's working with us. He's not just, an employee, you know, chopping or anything like that. He really knows how to, like, he's been perfecting his Jamaican, his jerk. So he jerked a bunch of chicken this week. And today we'll have chicken lollipops, chicken jerk lollipops, and it's so good.
That is awesome.
I mean, but him and my pitmaster Scott, those two have been working together for, you know, a couple years, and they've been cooking together over at their houses together with their, you know, and getting the jerk down perfectly, you know, a little less salt here. I mean, they've really been perfecting it, like, make it authentic, you know, and so we're going to have those now. From here on out, we're also going to add, not this week, we'll add this taco after the New Year's, but we're going to do a pulled jerk chicken taco with like fried plantains on it. I mean, it's ridiculous with like a cream sauce and some pico or whatever on it. But he made that for us. The first time I met him, that's what he made me. He goes, hey, man, I want you to try this taco. I want to do this sometime. What does it need? And it was – when I had that taco 2 years ago, I haven't had one for a while. I mean, I'll start having them here pretty soon.
Yeah.
But, but no, his I would put it – when I had that taco, I would put it in the top three tacos I've had in Austin.
That's awesome.
And I'm not just saying that because – we're about to have that taco at Whitfield's. But, because one of my favorite tacos in Austin, and like a lot of places have a good taco, and I appreciate that. Like the real deal Holyfield at Valentina's.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my that's my top two tacos in Austin. Because that's the way I would have done it. Over easy egg, bacon, extra bacon, beans, and brisket. I mean, you can't say no. You know what I mean? So that's always been a high in my book. But when I had this taco, I think I ate like six tacos that night, and they're all for like
samples. That's awesome.
They're all like for samples, you know. But it was hot, but you know, just the balance of everything you put in there. It's going to be a badass taco. But anyways, yeah. So he's working for us now. So I need to start talking. I call A. Ross and Sonya and all them. Be like, hey, y'all need to get your asses down here. I got that authentic Jamaican jerk. But yeah, so we got some good jerk today, and you know. But next week, it'll be our last week. We're going to stay up until next Sunday. And then we're going to take, you know, we're going to take from the 23rd to like the 2nd. And then we'll open again that Saturday, first week of January.
Yeah, this is our last show, too, until the new year.
We don't have one next week?
No.
Oh, man, I can sleep in. That's awesome. Yeah, because we're not going to do it the week after Christmas.
Yeah, next week, because of Christmas, we're not doing it, and then the week after, because of New Year's, we're not doing it. So.
Yeah, and I mean, thing is, though, I mean, Whitfield's, I ain't even open at Whitfield's right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so, I've learned just the week, you know, it's great season building all the way up to Christmas, but,
yep.
You know, you could probably get some stuff on New Year's, but I'm pre-ordering everything so people can come pick up whole smoked turkeys and smoked turkey breasts and fried turkeys and whole smoked briskets for like $140. You're getting like 8 pounds of brisket for $140. You get a whole cryovac, take it home. Like today we have, I think like 6-7 orders of people coming to get whole briskets, just you like, you know what I mean? So we're doing something right. Pitmaster Scott.
Yeah, for sure, man.
That Pitmaster Scott over there. My son calls him Pitmaster Scott, so it's weird now. Like, I know Scott forever, you know, not forever, but, you know, about 5 years now, 6 years. And my son calls him Pitmaster Scott, so I'll see him like, hey, Pitmaster Scott. I'm sorry, man, it's weird. I know. But no, he's down to doing his thing. Hope if he's not listening right now, I hope you're freezing and you roll your ankle on the way to the pit. And the thing that sucks is our crapper's on the side, so he's just gonna have to do it in his truck or dig a hole, Fogle. Dig a hole. Sorry, I gotta get my if y'all heard that little tin twirling on the ground on the table. I gotta get my my morning juice flowing. But anyways, besides all that, you know, last week we talked about Buchanan and the fishing around here because of all the, man, I wish I could use the S word. Like, that's like my filler, and I feel like I can say all kinds of other words. I can say the B word, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can say bitch. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can say bitch, but I can't say the S word.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
It's weird. I don't really understand it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I saw that yesterday. Someone, let me get back to the fishing thing. Yeah, so, you know, the fishing's been kind of crappy lately because of all the weather, but it's finally starting to turn back on. I talked to Captain Rhino, and that's what he was telling me and all that kind of stuff. So, hey, guys, this just in. I don't wish Scott Fogle to roll an ankle. He's listening. All right there. Damn right you're listening. Whoop that ass. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, but the fishing is starting to pick back up here, in the Austin area. You know, all that, when that flood came, they opened up all those gates. You know, it stirred so much stuff up. But I know right now with all the water still turned up, milky, the catfish are thriving. So you can go get you a boat full of catfish and white. And then I think the white bass and catfish right now are the only things really hitting, but the stripers, they're about to start finding the stripers again because the water's chilling out and they're hungry because they haven't really been able to feed lately. So that's that in this area around here. Saltwater Captain Rhino will be calling in here, you know, next segment or whatever. But one of you texted in saying, what do you think about Mike Williams transferring? So Mike Williams was a D tackle. He was a, right?
Yeah, he was a D tackle.
Okay, so
D-line.
Did he play at all this year?
I don't think he played a snap.
Okay, so he didn't play a snap. He was redshirting this year.
Yes, I'm just looking at everything here, trying to see if he has any stats whatsoever.
I don't think.
Yeah, his biggest decision under that was playing time, for sure. Not even going to lie, I've read that Michael Williams was transferring, and I was like, I don't really know too much about him.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, yeah. I don't. Yeah, I'm loading the lip. Was he highly recruited?
He was a 3-star from what I'm reading right now on 24/7 Sports, but it looks like he was highly recruited. He had interest from LSU, Alabama, Tennessee, Arizona State.
How big is he?
It says 6'2", 240. I'm not sure what he is now. I'm sure he's this is his high school recruiting profile, but
yeah, I mean, he's probably put on 20 at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I mean, I saw one picture of him. He looked big, but, you know, I got to see people in person. If it's playing time, that's just the way these kids are. These kids don't care.
Yeah.
They all think that they're, you know, they're all celebrities in their own little ass towns where, you know, everybody basically, you know, jerks them off. I can't say that either, can I?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't say that.
Where everyone just kind of, you know, never
jerks you around.
Yeah, you know, jerks you around or really just kind of pumps your head up the whole time where they think you're better than what you are, you know, and all these kids start believing their hype because they're getting some love in their little town. They got like 7,000 followers, you know, and they're not even out of high school yet, blah, blah, blah. So all these kids, when they come out of college, they think they should be starting right away. When a lot of them need a red shirt. Like, I wish these kids would want to redshirt. That was the best decision ever in my life. And the crazy thing is all the guys that I've ever played with at Texas, you know, like Aaron Harris, David Thomas, all those guys still today wish they would have redshirted.
That's interesting.
Because they're like, you know, it's – when you're a freshman, you're coming out of high school, it's like, yeah, I was playing as a freshman. You know what I mean? It's like that's what they all wanted to do. Like, I don't want a red shirt. I want to play as a freshman. You know, so a lot of guys, like, ruined their red shirts because they didn't. I was like, why would you do that? And then they didn't have that extra year of eligibility, and a lot of them didn't get that year to grow and get big, and you really saw it. I mean, a lot of the guys that went straight into playing, we lost a lot of those guys. Like, they weren't even on our team anymore. Like, we had guys like our own Mike Williams, Edoran McCulloch, Robert Timmons, just a bunch of them that played. But because we needed it because of injuries or whatever the reason was, but none of them ever were starters after that. A buddy of ours named Garnett, he was a linebacker that played a little bit special teams. They all wanted to play. They just wanted to play. But, yeah, BY even redshirted.
Yeah.
He didn't want to, you know.
I know, for sure.
But he redshirted, you know, but he traveled and all that good stuff, you know. It's a good thing they made him travel. You gotta bring B.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Also,
Tenille Carter, the running back, is going to be transferring as well.
He played this year a little bit.
Yeah, he played a little bit. He did not play much, but saw him on the field a couple times that I can remember off the top of my head.
What year is he?
He's a sophomore.
Do we have other running backs in here? That are coming in this class and may have spooked him or something?
I'm not sure. They still have, you know, Daniel Young, Kyle Porter, Keontae Ingram.
See, I've heard all these names plugged and played, but no one's really showed up to be like the man yet, right?
I mean, Keontae was early in the season before he ended up getting injured. He was definitely the guy.
And who was the guy from Cali that transferred?
Trey Watson.
Yeah, okay. That's got to be weird to transfer. Like, so who do you root for? Like, are you a Longhorn for life now?
Judging from his social media posts, this has been the best year of his life. And he loved every second of it.
Well,
so
I mean,
he's
clearly
definitely feels
he's
like
an,
a Longhorn for
life.
Well,
I mean, these guys come, they haven't experienced this love. Love and hate that you get in Austin if you ain't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Austin, shoot, they'll love you to death if you're kicking ass and taking names and, you know, winning ball games. At the end of the day, too, though, if you're a badass here in Austin and you ain't winning games, they're like, eh, whatever. They don't care. They're
yeah.
like, I get a lot more free beers when we're winning than when we're losing, I'll tell you that. That's what I needed, some cold brewskis, cold brewskis. I need some Lone Star today, but it's kind of chilly. The thing is, though, so yesterday Thursdays and Fridays, I got the kids, so I don't get up to the trailer till like noon, right? 11:30 noon. And Scott, the pitmaster, was like, God, I'm cold. And but a couple of my buddies came up, so I had a couple beers, you know, and we're sitting there, and then Scott's like, man, he was just freezing. So he's like, all right, well, so we started trimming briskets yesterday, and he had like three, me and him had about three, four beers, and he's like, I'm actually warmer now. I'm like, yeah. Feels a little, he's like, okay, we can keep working, you know, stuff like that. But I mean, it's cold out there, man. But we're some Lone Star drinking fools, I'll tell you that. But I don't know, is it a Lone Star whiskey day? Is it supposed to be blowing like this all day today? I don't even know what the weather looks like.
Yeah, I haven't even checked the weather today.
Let's see it real quick here. It says 44 degrees. Supposed to be up, you know, gets up to the mid 60s. I just hope this wind dies down a little bit more, and I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I could definitely handle this weather if the wind was not
But
involved.
51 by 10 o'clock, 54, you know, by noon it's going to be 60 degrees, so that ain't a bad gig. Sun will be out. Come on by Whitfield's. We're going to take a quick. Tennille Carter had been in the doghouse since the spring, so I understand that. Yeah, that's the – I mean, yeah, when they're in the doghouse – it's weird because you got two types of people. Turn your phones off, people. Sorry. There's two types of people. There's those type of people that want to be on a badass program that sees where it's going. Or, you know, in my case, the way I looked at it was this. Texas legendary, like it's just, you know, it's one of the schools, you know what I mean, period. It's one of the schools, and a lot of people, you know, said to me, oh, you'll never play or start at Texas, oh, you ain't, you know what I mean. But that's one motivation for me. But the other thing that really was a motivator was there's the people that, okay, there's these guys in front of me that are starting, I can't start in front of them right now. But if you just sit there and grind and work, you're like, people want, they want to play so bad right now, they're not willing to get better to beat somebody out.
Yeah.
They want to get plugged and play. They don't want to have to beat anybody out. You know what I mean? And that's what really frustrates me is that they rather transfer instead of kick ass, take names, and go earn their damn spot. And that really pisses me off. Because if you're at a university, the University of Texas, oh, I'm not playing. Well, stop messing up. Go out on the field, start kicking some ass. I promise you'll get on the field. Stop being a little, you know, stop being a little D or whatever the heck you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just,
yeah,
like,
sure.
There's a reason why the coaches are mad at you. You're skipping class, you have a bad attitude, whatever it is. They're not just going to be pissed off at you and not play you if you're not screwing up. You know what I mean? But if you're out there dedicated to the team and doing your thing, but you're just mad because a couple of your buddies are playing and you're not, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, you need... And it goes back to that red shirt stuff. Like, they think they're bigger than the team now because of social media and all this other bull. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'll come back and answer some of y'all's tweets coming in. I see tequila. I love tequila. This guy came by the other day and gave us some stuff called Sotol.
Huh.
It's like not a vodka. It's not a tequila. It's weird. It's like a tequila, smokier tequila. But it's not a tequila. It's its own, like, thing.
Okay, that actually sounds pretty good.
But it's its own thing. It's like Sotol. It's just, it's none, but it tastes like tequila. I don't know. It's weird. But anyways, it's good. We'll be right back after this with more Big Ugly Outdoors brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Well, it's a bloody Mary morning, baby. Left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting.
Back to Big Ugly Outdoors with Casey Studdard. Brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Taxi tore the runway with a smog and haze reminding me of how I feel.
Welcome back, everybody. What's going on? Big Ugly Outdoors. Casey Studdard. I'm your host. Got D-Balls in the brew, in the booth. Producing. Is it still cold enough?
It's some a Bloody Mary morning.
Bloody Mary morning. What about some tequila on the rocks this morning? Tequila has to be... I have to be in Mexico to drink it this early. But I love me some tequila, though, I'll tell you that. Oh, all righty. I thought Captain Rhino was on, but he is on. Oh, okay, we're gonna talk to Captain Rhino, see what's going on in the saltwater world. Captain, what's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are things?
They're good. They're good. How y'all been, man? It's been a while.
We've been good. It's just up here grinding and working our asses off like you do.
Every day, man. Every day. Got to get it done. But, this wind's a little crazy the last few days. Golly.
Is it blowing down there, too? Because, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was blowing down there, too. I'm back up in the Austin area now. But, yeah, it was blowing down there. Whenever it happened here, Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, you didn't want to be out there. There's no doubt about it. You did not want to be on that water and that wind.
Oh, heck no. I mean, I was out here trying to figure out stuff on, just out there to the pit till 3 a.m. And it was just like, golly.
I heard about the wood you were going through. That sucks. When that wind starts doing, there's nothing you can do.
No, I mean, I can't tell you, like, I filled up my whole back of my Tahoe once and then burned that wood from, I mean, I had at least a quarter cord in my truck. I burned that wood from, 8 o'clock till about midnight. And then midnight, I was like, man, I got to get more wood. I went and filled it up again. And from midnight to 3 o'clock, I burned through. I mean, it was blowing 50. I mean, I was staking down our tents and stuff. I mean, it was nuts. Our porta potty's on the side still. I mean, it's just one of those things. Went back at midnight, filled up the truck again, and I literally left at 3 o'clock. And I left Scott, my pit master, I think 7 logs. I mean, it was nuts. I mean, so I'm sitting there, and I told him, I said, hey, man, you're going to need to get wood and a lot of wood because they're just eating it. They're just chewing through wood right now. And he came back. He already had a truck full. He got the night before because I warned him earlier. Like, man, this thing's just eating wood. He goes, all right. So he went and picked up wood, loaded up his truck, and he loaded it up, probably another quarter cord at least. And he burned through that before I got back there that morning at like 7 o'clock.
Wow.
He goes, I'm out. He goes, I have no more wood. I said, are you kidding me? So he went back, filled back up. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, it is. I had to call my cousin and be like, yeah, we're going to need some wood for next week because I thought we'd have plenty enough for the next 2 weeks. So I had to buy any more wood before the holidays. But thank you, Mother Nature.
Never mess with her.
No.
She always wins.
She's undefeated. is undefeated.
Well, down at the coast right now, we got the low winter tides coming in, obviously, with the fronts coming, pushing the water.
So you got them redfish starting to stack up with each other in big schools now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got that going on. And right now, it's that time of year where the deeper guts with the mud and a little shell seems to be the ticket.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, I remember the second time I went down there with my buddy Craig, and in the wintertime, that's what he looks for. He's like, man, if you can find some oyster bed with a deep drop off that comes up to, and find that little pocket, you can sit there in one spot and just hammer.
Oh, yeah.
But he's been down there. He's been sending me pictures the last 3 weekends, and they've been pounding ducks. I'm sure they didn't really pound ducks last weekend I don't even think anybody would have hunted in that freaking wind. Could you imagine trying to shoot a teal coming with that wind? If he was coming in on that thing, it'd be like a 110 mile per hour shot.
Just it ain't happening. No, that's not happening.
you just hold your barrel in one spot, and when they're on their flyby, you let all 3 shells go, and hopefully they fly into it. I mean, they're moving.
That's about it.
Yeah, they catch that wind.
Yeah, I tell you, like you said, and back to the fishing, if you do catch a calm day, like we had about a week or so ago, and you find what you're talking about. You find the gut. You find the mud. And that mud, you know, you got to remember, it's holding the warmer water.
Oh, yeah.
So, and if you get a calm day and you run that top water across that deep hole, they're just hammering it. Little pink lady, you know,
oh, yeah.
The pink lady.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Bring her across there, and then the trout will come up, and they're just hammering that top water coming across those guts, and it's a lot of fun. Like I said, you can sit there all day.
Oh, yeah.
Just one after another, after another.
I've been on spots where we're catching more redfish, and I'll just throw in some gulp, and I'll throw right on top of the shelf, and I'll just jig it right to the hole, and about one more jerk when I got out of the hole, boom, hammered. I mean, me and my boy Craig, we caught more fish you can shake a stick at.
Oh,
we caught our limit.
Time of year.
We caught our limit and then went and got more people to catch their limit. Like, hey, you want to catch some fish? We're like, do you want to catch some fish? Yeah. You can't keep your fillets, but you can come catch the fish.
You can catch the fish.
You can come catch these fish, but since I have to clean them, I'm going to have to give you a bite. I'll pay for your dinner.
That's the work.
You will have a good dinner.
That's the work, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there. I've been in a deep pocket like that where the freaking – you're sitting there and you're pounding them, and then you see the dolphins come in. And then you're like, oh, there goes fishing. And literally these dolphins will come in, get their little bit of fill, and you'll see them go around the boat. And then within like five – my buddy Craig goes, just wait like 10 minutes after they leave. They'll all be back. I said, no way. I was like
– yep.
I'm like, I'm a fish. Dolphins just came through and hammered a bunch of my family members. Like, I'm not going to go back to the same spot. I mean, 15 minutes later, that place was just stacked in there again. But it's that warm little pocket of water, like you said, and they just – stack up in there, and if you find that, it's a good day of fishing.
It's a good day of fishing. I said, that's what I tell everybody. So if anyone's down there, you know, look for, that's the thing you need to look for. And remember, the tides are low too. So
people
that don't fish there in the wintertime a lot, it's my warning to you, really know where you're going at times. If you don't have a shallow running boat, things you could go over in the summer, you can't go over in the winter. So
that is true. I have noticed that.
Yeah, it's. But I also tell people at the same time, places you fish when we have the higher tides in the summertime, go over there and look and see what the structure is underneath the water. See what you're fishing over, so you know why the fish are in there at that time of year.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so that's what I try to help people with when they're out there, and try to explain to them when they're on the boat, like, why are we here? What are we doing? And you know, say, well, this is what's under the water, or this is, you know, what's going on, and. And, you know, if you listen, we're going to catch fish normally. It's not as many people down there this time of year, but I tell you what, it's really gotten popular at the coast, especially Fort O'Connor. It's not a secret anymore.
No, these little punks coming down there messing up our damn fishery and duck season is always going to be packed because people want that Texas cast and blast, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, yeah, a lot of people are getting down there because it's the last fishing village.
Right. Yes, it is.
We need to stop talking about Port O'Connor so people stop going.
Let's start talking about, hey, everybody go to Rockport. Everybody go to Rockport.
Yeah, go to Rockport. Stay out of. Go fish out of Lavaca.
Yeah, Port Lavaca, which isn't bad. That ain't bad either.
Hey, so if you're running out of the jetties in Port O'Connor, you're talking about structure in the water. I remember being out there one day. It was a rough day, and we were like, all right, let's go. And we heard there's some fish. So if you go out the jetties and take a right, you know, and run those jetties back down and go back to that beach area back there, you know, on the outside of the jetties, if you're in Port O'Connor, you go out of the jetties and you take a right at the jetties and you come back down the jetties on the outside side of it, you know what I mean?
Right.
All back through there. If you keep going all the way back, like you're going towards Sea Drift or whatever, you know, in the water, there's some structure back there. Where the beach is, you know, we were fishing, you know, where that beach is, you know, the whole beach area back there, right?
Well, I'm trying to think. You're talking about coming out of the little jetties and hanging an immediate right.
Yeah, and then you can kind of go back down the jetties, and then you know, you take that left and you haul ass all down there, and there's that little beach area.
I'm trying to think the beach area. There's the hump is out there. Is that what you're talking about, where that all comes up? There's the big hump, and it is all sand.
No, there's like pylons sticking out of the water.
I'm trying to think where you're exactly talking.
And there's some rusty thing. I mean, if you go straight through the jetties, you take a right, and you follow those jetties back down, and you hang a left, and you keep hauling ass back down that way. There's like a beach area where waves are hitting the beach. You know what I mean? But it's not accessible for people. You know what I mean? It's on that the island, and back there, I mean, it was high tide. And I was like, man, what is that in the water? And you get close to it, and you look over there, and like it was sitting structure, like non-moving structure. And if you were just hauling butt, you'd have ran right into that, and you could blow a whole hole in your boat by this stuff.
Oh, yeah, and rip your lower unit off and
all
everything
off.
Else. So
yeah, everything.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff under that water that you really see in the wintertime. You don't know is there.
Yeah.
Just like some people go in the back of Pringle Lake, and there's a bridge underwater there, and I had a buddy went too far out, and he hit it and ripped his lower unit off. And it was it's just a little small. And he called me. He said, I'm in a bad way. And I said, where are you? And he told me, I went, oh, yeah, you're in trouble.
Yep.
So because I couldn't get in there to get him out. So he had to walk his boat out about 400 yards. That's not a fun thing. That's not a fun thing to do.
Idiot.
Anyway, yeah. All that for a fish, man. All that for a fish.
All
you know?
That for a fish. Well, that's good, though. So when you headed back down there next?
It'll be probably after the first of the year. Got Christmas coming up, New Year's, you know, kind of like y'all. Y'all aren't going to be taking your days off. There's not a lot going on. Everybody's seeing family. You know, bowl season started. Everybody's watching football. But I look to be back on the water after the first of the year. So take a little time myself here.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. I'm going to get back to – I'm going to hang out with the family for a couple weeks, not do nothing, catch up on some sleep. spend some time with the family. Been gone so dang much working. But, you know, you always got to – always got to have that good time with the family.
Got to have the family. And that's
yep, absolutely.
So what do we got, 2 weeks to Christmas time?
Yes, sir. We got this weekend and then next Tuesday's Christmas.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so I'll let everybody know. I'm selling gift cards. So if anybody wants to give me a call, buy someone a trip, I'll give you $50 off any trip you buy.
And then you might as well with that gift card, you might as well come by Whitfield's and get a gift card as well to throw in there with it. Because, you know, Whitfield's, we have gift cards now, especially for Christmas. Come on out, give out some gift cards, get more people to taste the best barbecue in Austin.
Taste the barbecue.
Sorry, I had to plug that in there real quick, everybody. What were you saying again?
Right.
What were you saying again? I'm kidding.
I'll tell you what, I don't have anything going on today, so I should come down there and see you this afternoon.
Yeah, we'll
double up. We'll sell gift cards together. How's
Heck
that?
Yeah, I'm down for that for sure.
We'll make it happen.
Come by Whitfield's, we'll do a package pair, you know, $25 gift kit, or, you know, for Whitfield's, $50 for Captain Rhino. Be
a good day. Be a good day.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Will y'all get a hold of Captain?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I said, y'all get a hold of Captain Rhino, especially down there on the coast. You know, the fishing's starting to heat up. Duck season has a few more, right? Does it have a few more weeks, or is it closed right now?
There's that split. I think it's picked back up because I got buddies sending me pictures.
Oh, so the split already happened. Now it's opening back up again?
I think so. Don't quote me on it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, get down to Port O'Connor and go slay you some birds. Don't get to Port O'Connor. Go somewhere else. Go hunting ducks.
No, you want to go to Port O'Connor, book with me. Give me a call.
Yeah.
You know, give me a call.
Don't go down there and make it a thing. If you do, go with Captain Rhino to go fishing, then leave. Don't tell your friends where you're at because it's the last fishing village, man. It's the last one. Everything's so damn commercialized now. It's just not that feel. And that's the one thing I love about going like Mexico. Like, you know, they got the big cities like your Cancun's, your Cozumel's, your Playa's and all that stuff. But literally like 30 minutes from all these places, there's like the best destination places where you're staying in a hut that's fully air conditioned. But you know what I mean? But it's a badass hut where you're eating food on the beach every day, you know, shallow water, that type of stuff. That's what that reminds me of.
Well, that's what, yeah, Port O'Connor, like I said, that's why people love it. It's still small town.
Yep.
It still has a small town feel, and it's not commercialized, and you fall in love with it when you go down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's, I think, what's made it popular. But, yeah, man, I'm going to throw my number out there. Somebody give me a call. To start booking for next year, man. It'll start filling up fast. So they can call me at 512-848-5164. Or go to my website at fishingtailsguideservice.com and start calling me on those gift cards. And I tell you what, I may come down there today and see you. It's been a while. Like I said, I have nothing going on. So come eat some barbecue. We'll drink some Lone Star.
Yeah, I got some Jamaican jerk wings, too, today, like lollipops. And we have some, you know, we always have those coolies. Those nice cold ones. Nice cold ones.
Cold ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming in. We got to take a break. Come by today. Check us out. If not, they'll get a hold of Captain Rhino. You need to get some fishing, some hunting done. And we appreciate you. Always appreciate you calling in, giving us the scoop.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all as well. And y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And appreciate
Happy New Year and all that good stuff.
You too, partner. Tell the family, hey, and I hope get your butt to Woodfields today.
All right, I will, man.
All right, partner. Appreciate you calling. Right. Yeah, that was Captain Rhino, everybody. He, it's the, you said, please repeat the website. The website is, was it Fishing Tales, D-Balls?
Give me just 1 second.
God, I'm bad. He just said it, and I already forgot it. FishingTalesGuideService.com. That's it.
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, FishingTalesGuideService.com. That's what it is. It's the Rhino Brothers. Or just look up Rhino Brothers on Facebook or whatever, Rhino, and just message them, and one of the brothers will, you know, oh, no, you're talking about my brother. He'll get you in contact. You know what I mean? I know that. But, yeah, so check that out. And, I mean, yeah, they're killing fish, man. Go get you on a meat haul. But, hey, it's 7:52. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get into sports and get off all this hunting and fishing, even though I haven't even gone hunting or fishing this year. But it's all right. So what you got to do.
Colonel's hunting your ducks today.
Yeah, Colonel, hope you don't see anything. He ain't listening. No, I can't wish that on Colonel. Colonel, hope you all have a good harvest today. But anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break, get back into sports. Got some bowl games today. Talk about a little how everyone's, uh-oh, the Cowboys are back. Uh-oh.
You know, Cowboys are back, man.
Everyone's freaking out. Everyone's freaking out. But anyways, we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Outdoors, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors.